It's sort of weird that, is it sort of weird that I'm a bit nervous right now? Maybe it's because of what I'm about to teach or about to talk about. Well, today's podcast is just an extension of an old podcast. But first, let me welcome you to the XOXO podcast. Oh, you know my name already, right? My name is Akusia FT, as always. Well, your lovely host with one sexy voice, of course. So, well, this week was okay. Very okay. Hope you had a lovely one at that. Or even if it was shitty, you can just text me. If it didn't just go well, just text me, you know. After all, I need like new friends, even though I might hide from you after a bit, because that is like my new trait, which is supposed to be a bad thing, but well, you can't really blame me. The negativity around is just, I know, like, too much. Well, enough of my talking, okay? Enough of my talking. Like, I'm just super excited. Yeah. This week, I was just thinking about BDSM. Again. Yeah, of course, again. Because, well, I am a little sadist and, like, a little masochist. Like, having these two in one body seems like a lot, right? Like, yeah. But, well, not really. Not really. It's like, I decided, well, let's learn a few words or terms in the BDSM world. Well, it can help people who want to get into it know what they are about and not feel clueless, you know. I like everybody to know a little bit of something. Well, I learn new things every day. It sometimes scares me, you know. Like, because my nose is always in a book reading some BDSM stories or erotic books, or I am on the net watching YouTube on crime stories. I think I just like dark stuff sometimes. I bet I would have gone gothic sometime, but well, hey, let's not stray from what I want to teach. Today, you will refer to me as mistress and you will be my pets. Yes, good pets get rewards, but bratty pets get punished. Say yes, mistress. Well, come along, pets. Let me put a leash on you and listen to your mistress. Sit by my feet and lay your head on my lap. I know I'll make a great mistress. Yeah. But well, enough of me right now. The first word we will learn, or our first act we will learn today, is top, bottom, or switch. Yeah, I think I'm definitely a switch. Yeah. I know that there's a top or bottom in a gay relationship, right? And so is there that in BDSM? I think, oh, they're almost like the same thing. But let me clarify like a bit. Right? Being the top in BDSM means being the dominant, or master, or sir, or daddy, or mistress, or madam, or the mommy. Yeah, I mean the one in charge. And the bottom means the sap, the pet, the slave, the little girl or boy. And the switch is someone who can do both. Yeah, you can be dominant when necessary and a sub when necessary. You can like just take both sides. Oh, I am a switch. Yeah, I can switch from dom to sub and vice versa. Well, you know, sometimes I get like shy when I want to take control, and because my mind overthinks everything and I want to not be embarrassed, I sometimes shy away from doing it. Well, when I do it too, I love it. Well, control is fucking addictive. I'm not gonna lie, baby, but it isn't for everyone, you know. Like, true that, you know, it's not for everybody. Well, let me not get so engrossed in talking about control. And look, don't egg me to do more or say more, because I will go on and on about how exhilarating it is. Yeah. Well, the next word is like safe word. Yeah. But wait, I'm sure you've heard or of it before, right? I think people throw the word around a lot, but I think it is very self-explanatory. Well, a safe word is a code word or series of code words used in the communication of a person's physical, emotional, or more like moral boundary. Well, it can be used to stop a scene or reduce the pacing. Well, it can also be used to determine how ready one is like during a scene. Like, your master mistress can ask what color you are during a scene. Well, if you're fine, if you're feeling whatever, frisky and all of that, very horny, very turned on or whatever, just say you are green or like very green or just green, I guess. And if a sin is too much for you, like it's overwhelming, you can say red if you want to stop the sin completely, like basically like the traffic light system, get it? And when you say yellow, it means they should slow the pace, like you're feeling whatever is going on, like please relax, like take it slow with me, I'm gonna pass out, that sort of thing. If you need the pace like moved up, you ask your master or mistress. Oh, but don't expect it to be handed out easily. You will beg for it. I'm sorry, but yes, I think there's some joy in watching someone beg you to please them. Like, don't be disgusted just because you don't understand it. Don't be the judge of that. Everyone's sexual preference differs, but you need to be able to like draw a line, because there are some things you shouldn't try out. Well, let me stop yapping. Gosh, like talking about BDSM is like very nice. I enjoy educating people about this. Like for a long time, like I thought wanting to be spanked, choked, or called like degrading names during sex was like a no-no. Or watching someone beg me to please them, or hear them groan or moan out at enjoying how I pleaded them. Well, it made me feel like very odd. Like I tugged that side of me away for like a while. Then I started reading stuff and I realized, oh, it was fine. Like I'm good. I'm okay. I'm not weird. I'm not odd. And then I came across a few people who did a few things for me, but like it wasn't enough. Yeah. Like I'm always pretty when baby talks to me or wraps his arm around my neck. Like I'm like, oh my, like I know, it's so fun. So the next thing to talk about is a BDSM scene. You see, I mentioned it up there, so I'm bringing it down to explain a scene. I'm sure you're confused what a scene is like. So what is a scene? Well, it is basically a pre-planned scene. Yeah, I know, how can I explain scene? Like, yeah, where BDSM activities take place. Like, let me put it like this. You have a playroom. The scene is the activities that take on in that room in that moment. You role play and play your part being dumb or sad, which you really want to be. Well, next on our list is a contract. Yes, in BDSM there are contracts. Yeah, if it's a normal relationship that you practice BDSM, then fine, but like that is perfectly fine. But even that, sometimes there are contracts to show you approved of or approve of whatever is being done or happening in the relationship. Oh, doms are the ones who normally take care of providing a contract. Yeah, the sub like fills it out, and it involves what the sub likes, what he or she doesn't, and what he or she like is willing to try out with her dom before they commence with their relationship. Yeah, it contains like do's, don'ts, yeah, all of that. Like it's basically a contract. I'm sure most of us know what a contract is, just like this. A contract for just BDSM relationship. Well, a contract is necessary, like trust me, it's very necessary. Well, it reminds me of like an episode of Murder Mystery Makeup, yeah, with Bailey. There was where a lady consented to a man killing her during sex, and the man also wanted to kill someone during sex. Yeah, she consented to it, so well, it was murder, but it wasn't murder. Like it's very, like it is confusing, you know, like she consented to it, so it's not really murder if she died, but it's also murder because the man killed somebody. You get it? So contracts are available so that if something happens, the dom won't be in trouble, or if it goes against the contract, he'll be held accountable. Like that is basically the basis of a contract. Yeah. And let me add this to this for my like my sweethearts who are subs. You get it? Like, don't just fall for anyone or everyone who claims to be a dom or will help you with accepting yourself. Like, not all humans or doms are nice. Honestly, there are evil or let me say cruel people out there who want to take advantage of you being like green, like a new sub. Like, stay woke, young kings and queens. I mean, because there are people out there that are just there to prey on you, like, yeah, use you. And sometimes you are not gonna come out unscathed, like, you're gonna come out very broken. Yeah, well, and the next one is limits. Our next thing to talk about is limits. Like, what is a limit? Well, as its name states, there are things that are prohibited. What a self desires, doesn't desire, or won't mind trying. Well, sometimes a drum will push your limits to see how far the self will go before you call out on them. Like, yeah, sometimes they push you. You say you don't want to do this. Maybe you don't want to try, you know. So maybe they'll try with a vibrator or a dildo to your ass to see whether you are going to freak out or you're going to color out on them. I'm sorry if you're confused about when I say color out. Color out just means safe word. Don't get confused, though. Don't get confused, pets. Just listen to me. Okay, listen to your mistress explain to you. Well, know your limits and the reason behind them. Well, sometimes you've suffered a traumatic experience, so you won't like to try some things. Yeah, you need to tell your dumb about them. Yeah, your dumb, he or she. Yeah, I don't know. Dominatrix. Yes, any of them. And they'll respect that, and they will help you overcome their experience. Well, they can push your limits just to help you overcome them, but like they won't overdo it. They'll stop on your color or see it's too much for you to handle. BDSM relationship involves a lot of like trust, like profound trust, like putting your life and basically putting your life in somebody's hands and hoping that they take care of it. Yes. Wax play. Yes, let's go to pain. I have actually thought about how it will feel like to have wax touch my skin, and honestly I'll say no, but I was scared of getting a tattoo because of the pain. But folks, I have ink now. Yeah, and it was a painful but pleasurable experience. I won't lie about that. I won't want to delve into what I was feeling during the inking, but just know that I was high on my pain. Like, yeah, not numbing it, like just feeling. And soon, which is in a couple of years, I'll get new ink. Like, bless you. Yeah, I know I was like scared of the pain, but look at me now. So I think wax play, I've played with wax on my fingers before. I used to sort of like put wax on my fingernails, yeah, into them, and the burning sensation was mild, but it was a bit fun. Yeah, well, enough about me. I feel really happy, giddy, because I'm talking about BDSM, about how pain can bring pleasure and how pain is nice to inflict. Well, it is sadistic but fun, exciting when it is done right. Well, wax play is when wax is dripped onto someone's naked skin, and it gives a small burning sensation. That turns to like pleasure for some. Well, like I was saying, there's a thin line between pain and pleasure. You might actually deny it, but let me tell you, when like you have a wound and it is like healing, like, see, don't rain on my parade, please, leave me be. Because most people do this, what I'm about to talk about right now, they enjoy pressing or squeezing the wound because it brings pain. Let's not focus on the pain. Like, behind the pain, there's like a sweet feeling. That is like the truth. Deny the fuck out of it, but most people do it. It may seem sick, but somehow you don't quit playing with the bruise or wound just because it hurts. You want that feeling like after the pain. Yeah, denying it, but it's true. And I'm sure some of you are even trying to try now. I don't blame you. Oh, now, baby. Nothing wrong with you. Like, let's move on to the next. Body worship. Yes. Body worship is basically that. Yeah. When someone or a sub reveres a body part or submits to caring for it. Like, they give it special care from the other parts of the body. Well, it can be the penis, the muscle, the ass, like the cunt. Yeah, it's a form of like gratification. Like, yeah, somebody's worshiping your body. How does it feel? Being worshipped is like very elating. Kissing the body all over, like it's like body worship. Yeah, which means you are giving special care to like the body. Well, yes, yeah, share your thoughts about how you feel. I mean, when somebody worships your body. Well, you know, I'm thinking of like creating a Twitter account for my podcast, but like I'm rethinking because I barely have a social life right now. What do you think? Like, what do you think? Should I go ahead with it or like not? I want to be able to show you pictures or videos of certain acts and like and help you get like a better understanding of them, you know? Yeah, that is the only reason why I want to create it. Well, say thank you, mistress, because like I'm thinking of all of you listening to like my podcast. So in this one, I am the doctor. Yeah, lay down, let me check your heartbeat, because I can see it is going wild and you're like a bit sweaty. Well, is it the lab coat I'm in, or is it like the stethoscope I'll place against your skin? Or maybe it is my confident pose. Anyway, this is medical fetishism. Is it fetishism? Fetishism. 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 Yeah, any of that. Deriving pleasure from like medical scenarios. I'm sure somebody was hot and bothered when I was talking about me in a lab coat. Yes. Like, deriving pleasure from medical scenarios, object, environment, or person. Let's say like a doctor. Yeah, like during role play. Well, it reminds me of a story like I was reading. The lady had a medical fetish, and she would get extremely wet when the doctor was close, and she was almost like cathartic when they placed the stethoscope on her. Like, I can imagine. I don't like hospitals, but like I'm sure I wouldn't mind if I'm passing a role place and this is a doctor. Yeah, I'm sure like I will ravish him on the hospital bed. Yeah, for sure. And like seeing him all in that coat looking like very yummy. Yeah, I think I'll tell him, then we'll try that out sometime. Yeah. Like, pet, I enjoy your mistress talking to you, like telling you about the naughtiness in your act and that there is nothing wrong with you, that you are just like very different. Well, fair play. Yes, fair play is any sexual activity involving fear to create sexual arousal. I know we are thinking, how can fear create sexual arousal? Yeah, be there, think about it. It doesn't have anything to do with endorphins, but with adrenaline, like the adrenaline rush turns you on. Yeah, like the thrill of getting caught is fear play. Yeah, it is fun, I swear. Like, did it a couple of times with baby, like, yeah. And once with an ex. I know, like, saying like a lot. Yeah. He didn't know that turned me on. Having sex in forbidden places, like, fun. Yeah, hey, like there's no shame in my game. Don't shame me. You know, like just like Hobson said in the song, is it Happy Ending, where he goes to a massage parlor and yeah, does some frisky stuff. Yeah. Well, knife play is a form of fear play. I don't want anyone to find out how twisted I am, so I won't comment on knife play. Yeah, sorry, bye bye on that. Well, we're almost done anyway, but not without a shower and a golden wand on that. Yeah, golden shower or Urolania. Yeah, it sounds like a Slovakian word. Like, I'm saying something in either Russian or is it Slovakia? I don't know the language, what it is called, so I'm sorry. Urolagnia, for short, is deriving sexual excitement with the sight or thought of urine or piss. Yes. Getting turned on by the thought of someone pissing on you. Yeah, it is a form of erotic degradation. Yes. I'm open to trying new things. Yes, but my overthinking mind won't allow this one. Without worrying about dirtying the sheets or something. I think that's why I didn't want to squirt back then. And some people didn't even understand quiffing back then. So imagine pissing on someone's bed. Jesus, that'd be like, they're going to laugh at you for bed wetting. Like, growing up, like, I had a traumatic experience about pissing. Let's thank my school and teachers who brought up fucked up rules. Back then, I said if we had control of what nature called. Yeah. Like, I could just turn the tap off on my brother, like, you know what, you don't have to piss right now. Yeah. Like, I'm so pissed. And I want to say, fuck you. Yeah. For the number of kids who were traumatized in such a manner, like, in the name of discipline. I don't want to think about it. Like, Jesus, I hate this. Like, it's annoying to find out all of these years that it was stupid, like a stupid thing to do. And even if you say it, like, don't give a fuck, it's past. Yeah, it's past. Yeah, it's very past. I don't want to say anything to you all, but I'm gonna say I'm sorry for you, but still fuck you. Now, well, let me take my anger and blame it on like my period of PMS, whatever it is. Well, but last but not least, our last lesson of the day on the topic of BDSM is pegging. I know pegging. Pegging is not the same as pecking, I'm sorry. Pegging. P-E-G-G-I-N-G. Yes. Behave, pet, or you get a spanking. Yes. Behave. Yes. Pegging is like a sexual practice in which a woman, yes, this a woman, underline the word woman, performs anal sex, underline anal sex, on a man with a strap-on dildo. Yeah, with a strap-on dildo. I think I'll wear strap-on dildo to punish a female pet for being a brat, more than pig, but I might entertain the thought, because I won't mind punishing a sub with that if he's like being a bad boy. Yeah, I think I'm that twisted or fucked up in the head. I don't know which it is. Well, there's so many other things I have left out, because I think this episode has been long. It is because I enjoy talking about this. Something that like I'm a part of. Yes, like sexy. Yes. Like I'm a cutie, I'm a good girl, I'm like a good mistress too. Yeah. You know, one time my friend mentioned he wished I was like his dom. Yeah, like it's a sweet thing to say. Imagine being leashed for me, but like, no. I laughed because I know what I can do, but not with him. I would do that with my partner. But one day, I might just get a sub with him on a leash, like a collar and all of that. Yeah, you know, I'm just thinking about it and see if my mind agrees with it. Like, I've exhausted a lot of your time, you know. To say yes. If you're working or just lazy, I'm like, no problem. Like, I want to thank you for listening to my podcast. Like, being a loyal listener, making time to like twice every Sunday of a month to listen to me. Mwah. I'm thinking of making a Halloween edition with scary sexual facts, but I don't want to scare someone from trying out sex for the first time. Yeah. I don't want to do that. I want us to enjoy sex and talk about it. Like, I love hearing about sexual escapades. The weird ones or the ones you think are weird to you. For me, I think everything is fair game. No, everything is not fair game, but like some things I enjoy to hear some stuff, and like it makes me excited. When some people are having sex, like, in the comments, I'm like, no, I had sex today and he was fire. Like, how was it? Like, was it cool? Damn, it was amazing. Yeah, I like to listen to things like that. Yes, on that note, I'd like to say I'm done for today. Don't forget to follow me like on Instagram at @KosiaLefty_. Oh yeah, I changed my handle because the underscores were too many. Yeah. Twitter at @KosiaLefty. Facebook at @KosiaLefty. Snapchat at @KosiaLefty. And wait. And next month is my birthday. Well, oh my God, did someone say birthday? Yes. My birthday, you're like, I won't get on that day. Though I know, so we'll be going like, and also we'll be going on a break, on a podcast break after November. Yeah, December no podcast, or like I might make a Christmas special. Let's see how it goes. Maybe I'll list some things that you could do on Christmas with your lover, Mr. Lover. Like, well, to November, lovely pet. Like, thanks for listening to your mistress talk all day with you, but you still have to kiss my feet for treats, you know. Now run along, little birdie. Bye. Mwah.